Forgive me one second. There's a question from the audience, please. I'm sorry. Would you go to a microphone? I was recognizing that gentleman. Let him speak, and then you next, please.
My name is Johann Weber. I'm a survivor of psychiatry. I'm a student of law, and I've got a legal question to the witness, as long as he's in the dock. It seemed to be the case that this penal execution chamber in Lübeck, which is responsible for this forensic department in Schleswig-Holstein, regularly calls upon outside experts or has to use their services and then makes use of the hospital doctors or ward doctors or whatever. So normally the senior physician at the department who have the therapeutic responsibility for the patients are turned into the forensic experts for the patients concerned. No, that is not the case. The penal execution chamber is called upon, but there's no time frame involved here, every few years or whatever, to call upon the services of an external psychiatric expert, who can then attempt to make a prediction about the future behavior of the person concerned. Now, in contrast to this, every year, and we have these reviews and hearings every year, the hospital doctor or the head of the department is called upon to produce a statement, and normally this is the only person who's called upon to do so, and then the court then goes along with the statement for the most part without posing any questions. For instance, in the case of Mr. Sabash, whom I just referred to, who's been in the institution for the past 30 years, year by year, since 1986 onwards, roughly, he's been accused of being incapable of following things. And it's not a question of people asking why a person who can express himself perfectly clearly, why he should be mentally deficient in any way. And it's not surprising, of course, that if you've been in an institution of this kind for almost 30 years, that you may have problems of a certain kind. So this means that this statement given by the treating doctor involves less effort than the external expert, because basically he just adjusted the defense sentences to the court, which confirmed what was said in the past, and this is then passed on to the court, and the court then doesn't need a proper full-blown expert report and so on. The situation is as it was in the past, and that's it. Thank you very much. Could we agree, I'm not talking about clinic, but talk about institution? Then we should not talk about doctor, but the treater, because treatment has to do with the use of insecticides and pesticides and so on and forth.
Would you like to let us know who you are? Mm-hmm. Please, if that's all right. Ihren Namen?
My name is Sabrina Schwanzer.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Klaus. I want to... I think what we missed in the last 20, 30 years is a more centered point of the personal interests, of the personal wishes of these people who call themselves psychiatrists. I think it's too short to argue these people have economic organizations and trusts and mafiosi structures to make a profit. That is true. But for what is the reason why people make profit? They make profit to have a certain kind of satisfaction in their private sphere, in their private wishes, in their private urges. And this discussion is tabooized since the Third Reich. There are some attempts from Televite to discuss the wishes and the urges of these sadist KZ custodies who have really sadist motivation to make such pain on the people. They have sadist wishes, and this sadism is not discussed. I don't know why. I don't know why any of us is wanting to support these organizations, to work in these organizations, to support these sadist systems by daily work in professions. Why is it not possible, since 30 years we had the chance to go out of the structures, to make own structures, to make structures self-determined, to bring a big discussion and a big movement in the publicity, to publicate the backgrounds of the activities of the pedagogues, the social workers, and the psychiatrists. And that is never done. And I think here we come to a big taboo, and this taboo must come on the table. And then we know, why do the people catch kids, put them away, abduct them? Why do they catch people? Why do they want to have the near of patients? They want to have a certain kind of emotional satisfaction. And this must come on the table. It's time.
Thank you very much for your statement. Anyone want to comment on that? You had a question.
I want to make some short comments. First, just to express some disagreement with the constant comparison with the Nazis, which for a Jew like myself, that most of his family was exterminated in the Holocaust, is, I think, inappropriate in this context. And I think possibly for other people in the audience. Secondly, I obviously have great respect for Professor Zatz, but the issue of expertise is obviously controversial and is one of the things that the jury will have to discuss. I would very much... When I come back to Israel, the first thing I'm going to do is to read your books, but I'm not familiar with them. And I'm looking forward to reading them, but still the issue is obviously controversial. Thank you very much.
Did you have a comment you wanted to make?
I just wanted to ask whether we could perhaps continue at this point.
I thought you were responding to one of the comments. We come back. Dr. Leifert.
Yes, thank you. Tom Zass and I think very much alike. I just want to add a few observations to his comments. Being mindful of the prosecution's charge and being mindful of the fact that these proceedings are being observed by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, and being mindful of the fact that local psychiatrists from the Free University have made an attempt to silence us, and given the kind of testimony that we've heard about psychiatry, it seems to me that we are at a crisis of civilization. That is, what we're talking about is the breakdown of rule of law and it being replaced by the rule of psychiatrists, and it's a very complicated problem. The law itself has defaulted on its responsibility to make judgments about people's actions on the basis of rule of law. Psychiatrists have taken over because there's the opportunity for them. They serve that function now of social control. What I would like to see come out of this meeting is the understanding that psychiatry, that is, involuntary psychiatry, is not a medical discipline. It is a covert form of social control, And its function is, the reason that it functions is because, frankly, we can't stand rule of law. We can't stand freedom. That's the reason why we have in this century witnessed international socialism, national socialism, and we can't stand freedom in the West where we pretend to be free, and so we require, and when I say we, I mean the people out on the streets. It's family member who commits family member. It's neighbor who calls the police on neighbor. It's schools who call the police and ritalinize their children. We cannot stand ourselves. And we appeal to psychiatry to control us because rule of law is too limited. Rule of law is a limitation on the power of the state. And when the power of the state is limited, what we have is human behavior in a society in which community and family have broken down, and the individual has no lost guidelines for moral action in the world and for meaning in the world. We are dealing, in the United States, we're dealing with children killing children, mothers killing children, children killing their parents. These are canaries in the gold mine. We're dealing with the breakdown of civilization. We can't solve that entire problem, but if at least we can recognize that psychiatry functions not as a medical discipline, but as a covert means of social control to supplement what rule of law and what our government cannot provide for us because we ourselves cannot stand freedom, I think we will have accomplished something today.
So now I think they're being... Kate?
Well, the young man who spoke about the private satisfactions of sadism for psychiatry seems at first, at least to me, not to express an extreme point of view, but one that's a temptation. But it does also seem to lead to a possible kind of breakthrough in this thought, and that is... We have this system because we let it take place. We have it not because psychiatrists have so much fun in private sadism, although I guess they might, but we have it because government wants it. We have it because people want to commit their relatives, and because if the state will police the family and the friends and the neighborhood and so forth, without your having to commit a crime, you can still lose your freedom, maybe forever, and be stigmatized and so forth. So this form of social control has an enormous usefulness, and government has taken it over step by step by step, every year, every decade. National socialism, I don't think, has a patch on it. I think psychiatry as a form of social control is probably the most perfect that was ever developed. It makes the Catholic Church, even at the time of the Inquisition, look like a small-time outfit. And we have not only paid for this with government. Mm-hmm. In my little town, where my farm is in Poughkeepsie, New York, there are 8 pages of social services for if you want to lock somebody up. We once tried to prevent somebody from being locked up, and we called all 8 pages, and none of them would promise. And they're all charitable. They're supported by churches, the Kiwanis, the Lions, all sorts of businessmen's associations. They're good works, so that we have completely psychiatrized society now, both through the government, through the social worker system, through all the money of the pharmaceuticals, which only exceed armaments in their profitability, or perhaps prisons now. In my country, prisons, we have 2 million prisoners now. We have more prisoners than any place in the world. And it's a terrible future that this seems to indicate. Sure.
Yeah.